Saoirse lay beside Grain once more, keeping her from the cold, and Breed waited and waited, not able to sleep, not able to keep her mind from dwelling where she did not wish. Falder whispered into her brain, and Jonas's warning, and the unknown child somewhere in the city, wearing a chain about her neck. Breed kicked off the blankets in a sudden fury and paced about the chamber, then, reckless and deeply frowning, hauled open the door to prowl the outer room, her head tilted for sound from Grain's bedchamber. Round and round she went, cat-footed but fierce with anger, and possessed of a darkness she hadn't known before, that she both feared and welcomed. Saoirse listened to Breed's circuit of the outer room. She felt the air stir and raised her head. Breed stood in the doorway, one hand pressed against the wards. She was shadowy, light catching at the collar and sleeve of her shirt, a tangle of half-braided hair across her shoulder. Saoirse couldn't see her expression, but as she turned her head, moonlight carved a momentary curve of chin, neck, shoulder. And Saoirse drew in her breath and glanced quickly at Grain. The Queen's eyes flickered. Go? Don't go? Saoirse couldn't tell. She glanced away and Breed was gone from the doorway. She threw back the blankets and shrugged into Grain's discarded mantle. Grain made no murmur and Saoirse almost scurried to the door. Breed stood with her back to Grain's bedchamber, turning her head slowly from side to side, seeking out the breath of movement, the stirring she could sense but not place. A soft, heavy cloth-on-wood sound, a slight coolness in the stifling heat. She slid her foot forward. There. She could feel a draught on her bared instep. A hanging swayed, the edge caressing the floor in soft movement. And why should it? Cautiously, she pulled the hanging back and found a door with a key in the lock. Saoirse's breath jolted in her chest. She'd forgotten that door existed. Breed swung round, her hand still clenched in the cloth of the hanging. Where does this lead? She asked softly. The roof. Breed turned the key, not stiff, as she had expected. And who has oiled this lock? The door opened inward, and the moonlight cascaded in. Breed blinked. I did, when I first got here, and thought I might be short of air once in a while, Saoirse said softly. So short of air I've been, I forgot all about it. Is it secure? There's nothing up there but the roof. There's no way down to other parts of the building. So it's unguarded. Completely. Saoirse reached an arm about Breed, pulling her close, feeling skin heat through the shirt that was all she wore. Almost without thinking, her hands curved and caressed, and she bent her head, leaning her mouth to Breed's neck. Breed shivered and turned to meet the questing lips with her own, turned to reach out, to hold and explore. Silent, concentrated, Breed heard Grain stirring in the next room. She pulled away slightly, taking firm hold of Saoirse's wrist, and led her through the door, pulling it closed and locking it. Saoirse followed her up the short, curving flight of stairs to the outer door, which stood open to the sky. Breed closed it behind them, wondering briefly why it had been open. Saoirse once more enfolded her in her arms, hands sliding across the surface of shirt, catching in it, taking it with her fingers, sure, swift movements, and her hands were touching flesh. Breed pulled away suddenly. What are we doing? Making love on the roof? Saoirse glanced about her. The roof sloped gently up to its ridge, a narrow walkway separating it from the defensive parapet inset with arrow slits. There was only the one door, and Breed held the key. Saoirse positioned herself cautiously, back to the stone tiles of the roof, one knee hitched up to keep balanced. I've never been anywhere so uncomfortable, she said. There isn't room to stand or sit or lie. Breed stretched awkwardly beside her and scanned the stars. Saoirse turned and watched the rise and fall of Breed's chest, sharp, fast breaths, the key still gripped tightly in her fist. She reached and smoothed the half-unbraided hair and followed her fingertips with her mouth. Breed turned her head away. Saoirse tasted hot, angry tears. She rolled closer, pressing her body against Breed, wrapping them both in the heavy folds of Grain's mantle, licking the tears away, tracing the folds of her eyes, lashes, lids, brow, with the tip of her tongue. The rhythm of Breed's breathing changed, no longer harsh and contained, now ragged with open weeping. Saoirse moved her mouth to still the trembling, smother the sobs, catching Breed's lower lip between her teeth briefly. Breed sighed, a deep gust of released tension. her hands tangled in Sorsha's, holding her still, the hot metal key between their joined palms. She returned the kisses with an urgency and tender seriousness that had Sorsha shamed. "This isn't a game," Breed said softly. "No," Sorsha agreed, "I see that." "I want you," Breed said, half amazed at how easy it was to say, "but you are not free." Sorsha moved her head sharply, more protest than denial. "You are not," Breed repeated fiercely, "and I do not know how to be how I feel. If I could take off my skin and wrap it about us both and be one with you, I still wouldn't be close enough. And I know you don't feel the same." Sorsha shook her head. "My skin is wrapped around grain, but not, I'm not free, but not the way you mean. If I could, I'd be with you, as close as you want, but not like this. Not stealing kisses on the stairs, not fumbling like adolescent virgins. I want it to be..." Sorsha stopped, shocked at the word forming in her mind. "To be?" Breed asked. "Permanent?" Sorsha whispered. Breed's breath had all but stilled. "This is all I have to offer for now, but if it's not enough, I will understand." Breed gripped the key tightly and couldn't look at her. "I quite enjoy the fumbling," she said. But there was no strength behind her attempt at humour. She cleared her throat. "But no, it isn't enough. So I should let you alone to find someone with more to offer." "No," Breed's denial came fast and anguished. "What then?" Breed shook her head, not knowing the answer. "This is different. With Tegan, I knew how far it could go, how much she would allow me, how committed she was to Maeve, and whether I was prepared to settle for what I could get. I wasn't, so I did not begin. I kept silent. I knew, she knew, but so long as I said nothing, did nothing, we were both safe. And she was a way out of the marshes. It wasn't easy, but it was possible. With you, I feel like I started the second I lay eyes on you. There is no keeping silent, no holding myself separate. It's too late already." "What has started?" Sorsha asked, confused and wanting to understand. "Knowing, wanting. Goddess, Sorsha, can you really not know? I feel as though I'm walking on the edge of a precipice, following you, and you are dancing along it, sure of your footing, and I'm stumbling, learning how to find my balance. I can't live like that." She pushed herself up from the tiles, wobbling as she found her balance, and turned to the door. She sighed heavily. "Grain will have missed you by now." Sorsha watched her disappear into the darkness of the stairwell and lay a few seconds more, staring at the velvet glory of the night. And then she scrambled to her feet and followed.